that went into that room. There was a door here that went into this room. Mm-hmm. And a door here.
Now that was a big long hall right through there that was between our living room and the
kitchen. Shouldn't have this in here. Mm-hmm. No, this shouldn't be in there, but that was a door. And then there was a door here. And there was a door here. And then this right here was the porch cut off here. And there was a cistern right here where we
got our water supply.
Of course, there was windows, you know. There was a big window here, and there was windows here. There's windows here, and windows back here. And there was windows here. There was a door in the end of this hall here.
Mm-hmm. Coming that side, yeah. Mm-hmm. And where was the ash harbor?
Well, I'm sure you have right that. Back here, there was a huge, big mulberry tree. Mm-hmm. Just a big mulberry tree that my mother set out as when she was a small girl. It's still there. And the fence that run from the orchard was here, along here. And the ash hopper sat right in here. Mm-hmm. Then we had what we called a wheat garner here.
What's that?
Granary, just a place, a little house built where we kept up. Thrashed grain in.
Used to, people would always raise their own wheat and make their own flour.
Take it to the mills and have flour.
Later on in years, we used it to put peas in or whatever kind of grain because it was fixed where grain didn't go through. It was built with logs and then boxed on the inside where the grain didn't go through.
Good, thank you. Did you make soap the way your mother made it? Or did you make any changes?
Well,
I wonder if you tell me exactly how you did it.
I guess we it's just about the same, only I never used an ash hopper. I always used a buck lye in a can, the mirror wore lye.
Is that still made, that brand?
I think
yes,
so. I think so. I think you can.
I used to make hominy now. You know, where we used to use ashes. I still use ashes sometimes. But if I don't have ashes, which a lot of us don't heat with wood now. We use lye.
But you still make
my
lye?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do it exactly?
Well, I put my lye, if I use ashes, I put my ashes in a sack where they can't get out in my corn, and I put it in a kettle big enough to cover.
Big iron pot, what you call
Then I put my corn in there, and I
cook it. What kind of, you use wine or yellow corn?
You can use either
one. I'd rather have white, but I have used either
one. It doesn't matter. If you use yellow corn, you get yellow hominy, and if you use white corn, you get white hominy.
When you cook that in that lye until all that husk on the outside of the grain is gone, then that eyes, the little black eyes, will begin to come loose. Then I take my sack of ashes out. Mm-hmm. And lay it out on a rock or somewhere, and then I go ahead and cook it a while longer. Then I wash it and wash it and wash it. And
it takes about 10 times wash it through waters to get the lye off of it.
All the eyes and the husks are gone. Then it's ready to cook and eat.
Then it takes about a half a day to finish cooking it.
Cooks a long time, but I didn't realize
takes a long time, but my children won't. They all love hominy, and I still make hominy the old-fashioned way if I can.
And you can't keep it?
Yeah.
No,
I
made
it, or I cook it and freeze it in the freezer now. It's simpler for me when I'm alone, you know. I can freeze a small bag. It's simpler than this.